Just over a year ago, Irish twins Brody and Mirren McFeely launched a passion project from scratch. Fast forward to now, and their brand Cupola Designs has dressed C-Mat in that now iconic custom-made Daniel O'Donnell dress, sold out multiple drops and built a huge following online, all while the pair are still working full-time jobs. Cupola Designs, it's rooted in Donegal pride, playful Irish humour and not taking fashion too seriously. And it's clearly striking a chord with many. Mirren, thank you so much for joining me right now on iRadio's Business Spotlight. When you think back to this time last year, did you ever imagine that things would take off like this?
No chance. Like, thinking about it last year is crazy because I was doing a residency in uni and me and Brody were just playing around, like having fun in our like degrees, trying to see what we could do. So the fact that it's gone like so crazy, like we couldn't even think of it back then and can't even still believe it now. It's mad.
I'm sure you're still pinching yourselves, but for people that might be hearing about Cupola for the first time this evening, what was the original idea behind the brand when yourself and Brody started out?
We had just graduated. Brody graduated the year before me, and we were just kind of stuck and not knowing what to do. That post-university life, like not many jobs. So we were just like, we'll combine our two degrees together. She has a degree in fashion and textiles and I did graphic design. So we were like, let's just see what fun we can have with this. And then we started slowly making t-shirts and things that people really liked, which was strange. And then it kind of just went mental from there. But it's really just collaborating together, which is the best.
In your first year of business, collaborating together, was there anything that surprised you the most about running your own brand?
Oh God, so much. And me and Brody didn't do business in school either. So like, we're just making it up as we go along every time. But I think just kind of believing in yourself and hoping, like, usually we kind of just go for it. If we like what we're making and we find it funny and something we'd want, then hopefully other people will too. But we never put too much pressure on like the business side either.
Obviously being twins, does that make things easier? Does it make things more challenging? Is it a mix?
I think it makes it easier. It's quite nice. I think if I was working with someone that wasn't my sister, we could find it harder to communicate. I think when me and Brody do work together, we can just be a bit like, no, that's rubbish. Like, let's scrap it. Or like, oh, can you pick this up? I'm working, or I'll pick this up and you're working. It's a lot easier because she knows my schedule, I know her schedule. So it's quite fun working as twins.
You guys complement each other very well, both coming from separate backgrounds into all this, bringing both skills to the table, fashion-wise in particular. How has it complemented and helped the business to grow?
Oh, so much. Because it's great to kind of bring them together, because anything I can, like, if we come up with an idea, I can bring it to life, like, online or, like, on the computer, so we can kind of envision it, and then Brody can bring it to life in the textile aspect. So it is so wonderful to work together, and as well, we can use, like, different materials from, like, knitting to just, like, t-shirts and stuff. So it's really nice to blend them together. It's great.
It seems like a good blend. And now you're suddenly dressing C-Mat. She wore your Sucking Diesel dress in her music video.
I mean,
what has that been like for the business?
It must have been
such a pivotal moment for you guys, and a pinch me moment as well.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. Even when we were asked, like, could the clothes be used? Like, that was just so insane, because we just made everything for fun, and then everything from that, and everyone's been so nice and, like, so kind about the designs, and people were looking for them, and it was something we just, like, did a one-off that we never expected people to want. So it was just, like, crazy seeing it, and then just kind of even still seeing C-Mat wearing it in clips and stuff is still hard to be like, oh, we made that. It's just mental.
She's such an Irish icon, and whatever she's wearing, most people want to be wearing. So I can understand that it would have just been amazing for you guys. And also, I know your I Heart Donegal t-shirts and I Heart Belfast t-shirts are completely sold out. What's it like to see such, like, local niche ideas like that, like, sell out so much? They're obviously, you're obviously really striking a nerve somewhere in the best way.
It's just so nice. Like, the I Heart Belfast and Donegal t-shirts just came from, like, we had, like, I Heart Paris t-shirts, and we were like, it would be funny if we just have one for Donegal or, like, Belfast, and other people think the same, which is so funny. And then we just like to keep it kind of tongue-in-cheek. Like, the Sucking Diesel tank was always just supposed to be funny. It's a photo of Mount Erica, like, it's just all silly, but people really seem to appreciate the silliness too.
I think everyone loves a bit of silliness. Also, Irish, we do like a little bit of humour, to be fair.
Yeah.
But what's one thing people mightn't expect about starting a fashion brand? You've been there, you've done that, you've literally bought and made the t-shirt now. What's it been like?
It's just hectic, but I think if anyone is ever thinking about it, just go for it. Like, as me and Brody had no experience, we had no idea. It all started as fun and kind of snowballed into something that we never expected. So I think just go for it if you're thinking about it, and then you just pick it up as you go along, and there's a lot of mistakes behind the scenes, but it pays off eventually.
What is the plan for 2026? Have you got anything in the pipeline in particular we can look forward
to? Yes! We have a couple exciting projects in the pipeline, so working on them. Hopefully they'll be out sooner, towards the start of like this year instead of towards the end of this year. We also got funding for the first time, so it's very exciting that we can actually like put loads of proper money into this and build even more on what we've been working on already. So lots of exciting things, constantly busy.
And if you could pick one person to wear Cupola Designs next, who would it be? Dream big now. Anyone.
Oh, that's so hard. I mean, it's not one person, it's a group. I would say Fontaines would be pretty sick if we managed to do that.
Well, hopefully next time I'm chatting to you, you will have managed to have done that. I see big things. Tell me where we can find you on socials if we want to follow along with your journey.
Yes, we have TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. It's just Cupola Designs, and we have a website as well. So if anyone ever wants to work with us as well, they can hit us up that way.
Well, Miran, thank you. Thank you for sharing all that info. And the very best of luck with Cupola Designs for the rest of the
year. Thank you.
I look forward to catching up with you again.
Gorgeous. It's been lovely speaking to you.